Smoke hangs low over the church hall loading dock, turning the floodlights into halos. Your eyes burn, at your feet, a blue cooler vibrates softly, packed tight with inhalers and insulin. 10 minutes ago, a volunteer ranger ran in, coughing out the message. The canyon shelter is cut off. They are short on meds. Kids are wheezing, and the next few hours could get ugly. Mia, 19, stands by the cooler with her hands clenched. Her father, Ted, 47, a contractor with a lifted pickup, says he knows a backfire road that still goes through. They can be there fast if you let them take the cooler, but your organization's policy is clear, no volunteers in closed zones. If you authorize this, you could be sending Mia and Ted into danger and exposing the nonprofit to serious liability. Across the lot, a sheriff's deputy is already feeding a chain through the gate. He will lock it in about 2 minutes. The official convoy is at least 90 minutes out. If you hold the meds, people in the canyon may worsen before dawn. If you break policy, you may create a second emergency. The dock clock ticks loud in the smoky air. What's your call?